Welcome to the Tesla Academy podcast series. We're here at the 2010 Tesla Science Conference in Philadelphia with Gary Peterson. Gary has done some notable work in replicating the Tesla wireless power transmission system in a scale model form. And Gary, why are you doing this? What's the significance of this research?
That's a good question, Michael. Actually, the Tesla wireless system goes beyond power transmission. In fact, his early work was simply to solve the problem of wireless telecommunications. And in fact, his first successes in that area were circuits that are essentially the same as what we know now as radio, the radio transmitter. It was Tesla, of course, has been acknowledged as having priority in the invention of radio. He was the fellow who designed the electrical RF power supply that made radio broadcasting practical, got beyond the range of milliwatt transmitters like the Hertz, Heinrich Hertz's transmitter and Marconi's early transmitters were all very low power, and it was Tesla who was able to increase the power of those radio RF power supply that made wireless broadcasting and telecommunications possible as we now know it. The thing that intrigues me about the Tesla system as it developed, he was able to eliminate the radio frequency, the radio wave output, or greatly suppress the radio wave output of his transmitter, and yet there was still an output, and energy could be transmitted and received, but by some means other than radio waves. There's a whole list of things that the Tesla system, a system using Tesla's non-radio wave technique, that a radio system is just incapable of. He listed those. I think it was prodigal genius. There's a whole list of different things.
Now, is this what he referred to in some of his writings as non-Hertzian waves?
Well, actually, he never used the term non-Hertzian waves.
Okay, because people say he did. But
well, people say that, but people credit Tesla with the term non-Hertzian radiation. They also talk about Tesla wireless power transmission system, and both of those are, well, the first is definitely incorrect. The second is sort of missing the point a little bit, or perhaps putting a different spin, I think, than should be put on the term. Our vision, our comprehension of what the Tesla system is all about. Certainly, he spoke about transmitting electrical power in industrial quantities, but that would be only in a highly developed system, and just getting a minimal world system implemented is enough of a challenge. Talking about power transmission in the same breath, that's sort of jumping ahead into an area that is really what will develop once the system is actually, or could develop once the system is implemented for its, at a minimal level, for wireless telecommunications and broadcasting.
Do you feel that this wireless power transmission is what you might call an all or nothing type of situation?
Could you clarify a little bit?
Well, either you build out the whole system worldwide and make it the standard, or you don't do it at all.
No, it's actually not an all or nothing at all deal. What you're talking about is power levels. So certainly, well, all or nothing is not really applicable, because you can operate the system at a very low power level. You're not talking about 99% efficiency, global power transmission efficiencies, but you're talking about 1% efficiency of transmission at a global scale. And that's way better than you'll get with any radio system.
I see.
But this is on a global scale. You get 1% efficiency. That means that your signal-to-noise ratio is far superior to any long-distance radio transmission that has ever been achieved.
And the basis of this really is a Tesla coil.
The Tesla resonance transformer. And properly, both the transmitter and the receiver can be called Tesla coils. One of the little things that, just a semantic issue that comes up has to do with your classic Tesla coil is a primary and a secondary. You've got this heavy, thick wire down at the base of the Tesla coil, which is the primary, and the capacitor in the primary coil comprise a tuned circuit, and you're pumping energy into that, and then that energy gets transferred into the secondary. And with the Tesla system, energy in the secondary is creating a current in the ground, and something is going on at the elevated terminal. And over the other end, you've got your receiver. But in that case, the resonator, which is the secondary on your transmitter, actually becomes the primary of the receiving transformer. And a lot of your Tesla coil builders, they might have built a pair of dueling Tesla coils, and like Greg Lee out in California, he wrote a paper on it, and he labeled that receiving transformer, the resonator, he labeled that as the secondary. He called that the second secondary.
I see.
And the thing, the primary, the short thick wire, he kept the primary label on that, when in fact that fourth coil in the four coil system is a secondary.
I see.
It got primary, secondary, primary, secondary. Just like any power distribution system, AC 60 cycle, 50 cycle power distribution system. You start out with the primary on your transformer, you get to the secondary side, which is your high tension transmission line voltage. You get over to the customer end or the consumer end, and that transformer steps it down, but you're talking about primary side, which is the high voltage side, and secondary side, your secondary service, which is the low voltage side.
In a way, if you're going to do this sort of thing, you probably should understand the basics of how transformers work.
That's true, and also nomenclature, I think, is important. It's of actually supreme importance.
Yeah.
Two people can be discussing this, and they can throw out a term like the receiving coil primary, and you know that you're talking about the resonator.
Yeah.
Because a Tesla coil builder would be going, oh, well, the receiving coil primary, that's where I'm hooking up my load. And that's because you're using different terms for the same thing.
Okay, well, that's good to know. And I think anyone who listens to this interview would do well to plan to listen to it a few times, perhaps with a dictionary nearby, an electronics dictionary or the Tesla dictionary that's available at Tesla Academy. And that should help kind of puzzle out what you're really talking about, because once you see it, it's pretty self-evident what's going on. But if you don't actually have pictures or a video of what's going on, it can be tough to understand.
It's a little bit magical, actually. There's nothing like actually seeing the thing in operation. I was reading the Colorado Springs Notes, which is a great reference, and I was saying to myself, I could do this and on a small scale, and I built it, and it worked just like I had hoped it would, and I was really pleased, just dazzled almost, and I've dazzled other people as well with the thing, and it's just simple. Tesla has done it years ago, and the more people that do this little demonstration for themselves, the better.
Thank you.